From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The number three Republican in the Senate, Lamar Alexander, says he will vote to confirm Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. The lawmaker from Tennessee says that despite his differences with her, he believes Sotomayor has the experience, temperament, character, and intellect to serve.
Courts were never intended to be political bodies composed of judges on your side who would reliably tilt your way in controversial cases. Courts are supposed to do just the opposite, decide difficult cases with impartiality.
The Senate is expected to vote next week. Members of the National Urban League meeting in Chicago say President Obama's beer summit today to resolve a racially charged dispute is a good idea, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
As they chug their favorite beer, President Obama, Police Sergeant James Crowley, and Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates will attempt to defuse the fallout that came after Crowley, who is white, arrested the black professor at his home and the president called it a stupid move. Urban League official Jabbar Shumate from Oklahoma City says he's hopeful the beer summit is the start of a national conversation.
We have to come to understand that on both sides of this issue, from the perspective of police, from the perspective of African Americans, that we have preconceived notions.
Darnell Williams heads the Urban League in Eastern Massachusetts and agrees that dialogue is key.
Regardless of what happened on that night, our experiences are different. And unless we sit down and talk through those differences, we're never going to fix this problem.
He says he hopes that's an understanding that comes out of the beer summit. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
A federal judge has ordered that a detainee held at Guantanamo Bay for more than 6 years must be released. Mohammed Jawad, who may have been in prison as a minor, is accused of a grenade attack that injured two American soldiers and an interpreter. The government says it will still pursue its criminal investigation, though negotiations are underway to send Jawad back home to Afghanistan. ExxonMobil, the world's largest publicly traded energy company, says second quarter profits fell by nearly two-thirds from a year ago. Still, the company turned a quarterly profit of about $4 billion. Bill Zeebel with member station KERA in Dallas has more.
Consumer relief at the gas pump meant nearly the opposite to the bottom line of the Irving, Texas-based oil giant. Owing to the significant fall in oil prices and the ongoing recession, ExxonMobil's profits fell in the second quarter to a little more than $4 billion. That's after subtracting some one-time expenses, including interest payments on the Valdez damage award. A year ago, the company earned $11.5 billion in the second quarter. A share earned 84 cents and failed to meet analyst estimates. CEO Rex Tillerson blamed volatile commodity prices and lower demand for ExxonMobil's products, given the global economic conditions. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.
This is NPR. A woman accused of cutting a baby from the mother's womb in Massachusetts has been arraigned in a New Hampshire court. Julie Corey was arrested at a homeless shelter in Plymouth. She's being held on $2 million bail. A hearing is scheduled for the end of next month. The baby is said to be in good condition. Her mother's body was found Monday. A jury in Arizona has given a life sentence to one of two men convicted in a series of deadly random shootings in Phoenix. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports.
Samuel Dedeman was spared the death penalty for his part in a two-year serial shooting spree that left eight people dead. Instead, jurors gave him a life sentence in prison. Dedeman was convicted of killing two of the victims. His partner in the attacks, Dale Hausner, was sentenced to six death sentences earlier this year after being convicted of six of the murders. Authorities say the men drove the streets of Phoenix, randomly shooting at pedestrians, bicyclists, and animals. A surviving victim of the attacks was in the courtroom for the verdict. He said though he doesn't believe he'll ever have closure, Dedeman's sentencing was the closest thing to it. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
The number of U.S. workers who filed new claims for unemployment insurance last week jumped by 25,000 to a seasonally adjusted 584,000. The increase reported by the Labor Department today was more than analysts had expected. But a snapshot of the four-week moving average, considered a better gauge on trends, finds claims actually fell by more than 8,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 160 points at 9,231. NASDAQ is up 26 at 1993. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.